Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you here midweek. And this week we are talking about how God imputes or credits Adam's sin to our account. We are talking about the biblical teaching of the imputation of sin. Here's a word of encouragement to you. If you missed the first two broadcasts of this week, do visit the God Is website and listen to them. Those are episodes 951 and 952. Until you understand what was said yesterday and on Monday, you will not easily understand what is said today. So to get caught up and to make certain you are tracking with how I defined imputation, go to www.godisministry.org. And on the center of the home page, find episode numbers 951 and 952 and listen. I promise you, it is as simple as the click of the play button. In your web browser, punch in godisministry.org, and you will see all the podcasts as clear as day. If you prefer, hit the subscribe link at the bottom left-hand corner of the homepage and get all the podcasts automatically downloaded to your phone or iPad or whatever gadget you carry around with you. Listen anytime, anywhere. Last time we focused on Paul's letter to the church at ancient Rome, Romans 5 verse 12, which tells us that when Adam sinned, all sinned. God took the guilt of Adam's sin and imputed it to us. Not only to us, but also to all people who live. Only Jesus escaped the imputation, because Jesus has no sin. Today, let's look at the scripture again, and so that we might understand exactly how this works. And we do so acknowledging that our time is limited, and so is our knowledge. As I have been saying, the imputation of Adam's sin to our accounts is an act of God that we struggle to understand. We are not nearly as smart as we tend to think that we are. However, there are certain passages of the Bible that will help us with this. So we will lift up the hood, as it were, and get our hands dirty as we move around on the gears, seeing how this car runs. How can it be that when Adam sinned, all sinned? First, we have to understand that the Bible teaches Adam is the father of humankind. He is the first man, and he represents all men and all women. So when Adam acted, the whole of human nature acted. When Adam sinned, we all sinned. And there is a very interesting analogy that the writer of the book of Hebrews makes that we should consider. Soon I will read from Hebrews chapter 7. If you want to put a finger in your printed Bible at Hebrews 7, please do so. Or if you are on the electronic page, mark it. Hebrews 7. However, what I will read there demands background. So we begin in Genesis, this time at chapter 14. As I read in Genesis 14, I invite you to listen for the names Abram and Melchizedek. These are memorable names. You no doubt have heard of Abraham. At this point in time, he is still named Abram before God changes his name to Abraham. But Abram is Abraham. And Melchizedek is not actually a common name, so he stands out. The reason we want to highlight these names is because the writer of Hebrews is going to mention them. Listen now as I read Genesis chapter 14, verses 17 through 20. Give ear to Genesis 14, 17 through 20. Then after Abram's return from the defeat of Kedar Laomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet Abram at the valley of Sheva. That is, the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High. He blessed Abram and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth of all. That is Genesis 14, 17 through 20. The key action to note here is that Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all. In fact, I suggest you somehow highlight that in verse 20. Do you see that at Genesis 17, 20? What is a tenth of all? It is a tithe. Abram, or Abraham, paid a tithe to Melchizedek because Melchizedek is greater than Abraham. Without going into detail, that is what the Genesis 14 text teaches. With that as background now, let's go over to Hebrews chapter 7. And trust me, believe me, all of this is connected to the imputation of Adam's sin to our account. I'm showing you how that works. Our focus will be in verses 9 and 10, but let's get a running start at the beginning of the chapter. I will read Hebrews 7, verse 1, and then the first part of verse 2. This is the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 and 2a. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth of all the spoils. There you have a recap of what we read in Genesis 14. Whoever wrote Hebrews says Abraham paid a tenth. Abraham paid a tithe to Melchizedek. This proves again how the whole Bible fits together. Now, drop down the page with me to verses 9 and 10 of Hebrews 7. This is what we really want to get to. I'm reading Hebrews 7, verses 9 and 10. And, so to speak, through Abraham, even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Well, after reading that, we can all say, what? This all seems to be getting quite confusing, and you are still not even sure why I am reading all of this. I understand. But stick with me here just a little while longer. We have a new name. It is Levi. Who is Levi? Well, as you may already know, he is the great-grandson of Abraham. He is one of the sons of Jacob. Abraham, then Isaac, and then Jacob, and Jacob is the father of Levi. As verse 9 says, Levi received tithes, and that is because Levi's offspring were priests. Levi is in the Aaronic priesthood, and the children of Israel paid their tithes to support the priesthood. So in that sense, Levi received tithes. And then here is the key. Listen carefully as I reread the end of verse 9 and verse 10. Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes. Well, who did Levi pay tithes to? Verse 10. For Levi was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. The Bible is saying Levi paid tithes to Melchizedek. But how could Levi, who was born a long time after Abraham, how could Levi have been a part of paying the tithe to Melchizedek that we read about in Genesis 14? How is that possible? Here is how. As verse 10 says, Levi was in the loins of his father. Now, this takes some explanation. What are loins and who is the father of Levi? Loins are the area of the reproductive sex organs. The Bible uses loins to mean that Levi was the offspring of Abraham. Levi was in the family of Abraham. And the father of Levi here actually means his great-grandfather Abraham. In the Hebrew language, father can mean father. It could mean grandfather or even great-grandfather. Father is more general and less specific than it is in the English language. Notice, Levi was not even born when Adam paid tithes to Melchizedek, but the tithes Abraham paid Melchizedek were credited to Levi as also having paid them. Let me quote Martin Lloyd-Jones. as it is true to say that Levi was already in the loins of his father Abraham when Abraham paid his tithe to Melchizedek. In exactly the same way, it is true to say that the whole of humanity was in the loins of Adam when Adam sinned, and so came under the condemnation of the law and its penalty. Thus, death came upon Adam and also upon all who have come out of his loins, namely, the whole of mankind. End quote. What these verses in Hebrews 7 are saying is that even though Levi came much later than Abraham, so Levi did not actually, actively, voluntarily, or consciously pay the tithe. But because Levi was in the loins of Abraham, Abraham virtually paid tithes for himself and his offspring, we can say his progeny, at the same time. And in the same manner, this is how the guilt of Adam's sin gets imputed to all of us. You and I are in the loins of Adam. And so when Adam sinned, we sinned. That is how imputation of sin works. And we have the analogy of Levi paying tithes to Melchizedek when Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek to prove this. I hope this is helpful to you. It took some work to get here, but this hard work pays off. That's how we truly understand the scripture. We have to work at it. And I'm prayerful that my explanation of this text has been helpful and useful to you. Adam is the father of humankind. He is the first man, and he represents all men and all women. So when Adam acted, the whole of human nature acted. This is the first way to understand the imputation of Adam's sin to us. And tomorrow, Lord willing, we will look at a second way when you join us right here for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.